And it helps the whole communication process if we can learn to actually use some of our own ability, which is psychic, which is our natural ability to be in tune with another person. And there are lots of different little experiments that you can do. Things like reading for other people. I mean, for years, all these forms of divination have been practiced. And a lot of people have associated them with, again, the occult. And it's not. To be able to read somebody and tell them their nature, talk about their emotional happenings in their life, there's nothing occult about that. There's nothing other than somebody trying to be aware of somebody else's feelings and their personality. That's all it's about. The other good thing about doing practices like this when you're developing is it also teaches you the symbolic language of the whole psychic world. And that's why people use things like tarot cards and stuff like that, because there's symbols there that you can read. And symbols to a psychic are just like a language. You may see a flower and it tells you there's a death. Now, there's no language that tells you that that's apparent, but psychics actually do have that strange language, that they see one symbol and they will associate it with something in that person's life. And we're going to try and do a couple of different experiments. The idea is to get you people working and to get you involved. We're trying to see what you can expand in yourselves and what you can pick up. It always amazes me the people who say, oh, I can't do this, who actually get a lot of information. And it's probably because they haven't got any barriers. They say, I'm not good at this, I can't do it. Whereas a lot of the people who expect to do well actually don't, because they're expecting to do some fabulous message. And in a psychic sort of link, sometimes the mediums are rubbish. I know I am. Every time I did tests like this, I was awful. Absolutely awful. And yet with the mediumship thing, it was much more natural, much easier. But through time, I learned the language of symbols through the spirit world and through my development. And it helps me that when I pick up a symbol, it saves energy from the spirit world if they can just flash something into my mind and I get it. It's like the lady saying she saw this colour and it meant that. We all have different ways of downloading or deciphering information of the mind. We all of us have our own take on that. And therefore, it's wise to experiment with different things like that in a way of reading. One of the best ways I've found to show people how mediumship actually works is to demonstrate it, to try and let you see something that's more animated than watching a medium sort of talking to empty space or acknowledging someone that nobody else is aware of. So a good way I've found doing that is to actually animate it with people. And before you go into maybe do some or try to do some linking with spirit yourselves, then this gives you a better idea of what you're looking for and what you're looking at. It also makes the people that you're working with a bit more understanding of what you've got to contend with, okay? Because all you're seeing is a medium waffling to you and maybe looking around, but you don't really know what's going on in the mind of that person. Imagine what it must be like if a medium's standing here and all these people are here and they're getting connections coming through and somebody's trying to filter all that in. There's different thoughts and feelings. The medium is probably picking up feelings and thoughts themselves psychically, and there's all sorts of things that you've got to discipline in your mind and think, okay. And if you let it actually just work through, because you will get somebody in the spirit world taking a chance and trying to shout something over the gate. Trying to let you see what it can be like if you're in a hall like this and you've got lots of spirit people coming through at one time. The medium's really got to leave it up to spirit to sort that out. You really have. And the other thing is you've got to actually be asking spirit all the time. Because I'm, as they say, trying to tune in, I'm saying, give me a date, give me a memory, give me a name. So I've got to try and get something through as quickly as possible that's going to make the person understand who it is. We could have done 10 minutes description of a man, but I says, who is it? Is it her father? Yes. Okay, it's her father. And it's much quicker. And it says what it is. That's it, it's your father. So you've either lost your father or you've not, and then we've got to try and find something else about him. But really and truly what I'm trying to show is you've got to be asking spirit to give you more information. If you get a link through, then you've got to then work on it and say, okay, I've got somebody here, you understand who it is, give me something else. You've got to try and get more evidence to build a picture of the person's life, okay? And that's just a short experiment just to show you how difficult it can be for a medium trying to get all different things through. And sometimes we'll do that and the two people will pick up messages for different people. Or it could be two people they'll pick up in the same family. So you could get the lady's father, but you might get her grandmother coming through, and both people are working with information. So again, it's up to the medium to trust their guides to actually bring forward what is relevant, and it's up to the guide to say, okay, I know you all want to talk, but here, you need to come forward, or you need to be more dominant with the message. So that's what you've got to do when you're linking in as a medium. You've got to communicate with spirit and let them bring you the information. And even if you bring something and the person goes, no, unless it's something obvious, that you say, I've got your mother here, and they go, no, my mother's alive, then don't pursue that. Okay? You can't put that woman in spirit if she's not there. So, but what I'm meaning is, if you get a link when you're doing like a reading as a medium, and the person might say, no, I'm not aware of that person. But within a second, they might go, actually, yeah, you're right. So you've got to try and hold on to that link and say to spirit, give me something more to validate it, to back it up, and see if we can get it forward. But ultimately, what you're trying to do when you're working as a medium is identify the person who's coming through. Once you've identified them, then you've got to ask them, why are you here?